You are listening to Backspace Podcast number 13. I'm preparing to record book two of the Core Series, and during this time been reflecting on all the ups and downs the Core Series has gone through in order to get to here to be a free audiobook podcast. Now, if you've listened to the Backspace Podcast, you'll know that at one point in time, I gave up on the story, packed the draft manuscript away, and then forgot about it. Years later, my youngest daughter, Elisa, found it, and I started over, added Kate to the story, finished a novel in time to give it to her for Christmas. An early editor and a friend said the book was good, find a publisher. So I went out and found a top 15 list of fantasy novel publishers online, and I wrote to all of them. Shortly thereafter, I received 13 letters back that telling me, for various reasons, they were not interested in my story. Now, I took some solace in the fact that there are many great books that publishers and agents did not support at first reading. The Wrinkle in Time was rejected 26 times until a friend of the author's mother personally talked a publisher into taking a closer look. Frank Herbert's classic sci-fi book Dune, rejected 23 times. The first of the Harry Potter books, rejected 12 times until the 8-year-old daughter of one of the publishers convinced her father to publish it because she wanted to know what would happen in book two. The reality, however, is that many good books never see the light of day. So I was packing mine away, but then I read that the author of Peter Rabbit had been so fed up with rejection letters that she self-published her own book and got the ball rolling. At her own cost, she printed 250 copies, sold them all before a publishing company saw the potential and agreed to take her on. So I went out and found a company to print the first run edition of 150 books. And that cover is the only one with the picture of Corvin holding the hammer. I held a book launch party, sold many of those first editions, and I raised enough money to print 2,200 copies of the second run. At that point in time, I lost the job I'd had for 18 years due to cutbacks, and I decided, since I had some extra time on my hands, I would go to bookstores in the area and promote and sell my novel. My dream was to sell all those 2,200 books, print more, write more, and support my family by starting a new career as an author. The only car I could afford at that time to go on those road trips was a 1989 Firefly that had been rolled into a farmer's field, had a tin can wrapped around the muffler to keep the noise level down, although I still wore earplugs, brakes that would stick and smoke on occasion, and a nasty habit of dying without notice while out on the highway. Needless to say, I parked a long way from the bookstore entrance. I did have a great time at the bookstores. I created a pop-up display and I had the hammer sitting in its wooden case for people to see and interact with. And on my visits, on that day, I could outsell some of the most popular books. But I discovered very quickly that selling my novel was not going to put food on the table. The bookstore commission was 45% of the sale price. Once you took off the cost of printing, creating the display, driving many hours to the location, I often had just enough left for a coffee and a sandwich on the way home. So finally, I had to admit, I was beaten. I had a family to support, so I found a construction job, but that job required me to be bused to work an hour each way each day. So it was on those drives that I wrote Book 2, The Medallion, and I managed to keep the dream alive. And I believe it's definitely a great second installment in the Core Series, but I'll leave that up to you to decide. I hope to be ready to release the first chapters next month. But in the meantime, please send me an email, info.coreseries@gmail.com, and encourage me to keep the series alive and online. You can also message me through the Core Series Facebook page. This has been Backspace Podcast number 13, the story behind the Core Series. Thanks for listening.